We'll do this episode backwards.
Yes, sir.
Because it's the it's the end.
Ross, yes, sir.
Yes, beautiful. Thanks as always to Ocean City Defender.
So who are we? Who cares?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Check it out.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Namor.
Namor.
Namorita.
I like Namorita's name because it's like Spanish. It's a Namorita.
It's a small name. Can I just get a Namorita? I am not that hungry.
Namoritos.
Her name's just Rita, though. Namor's like, put a Namo on there. It's pretty good. You should just be called R.
Up in the Namovator. Wait, Namovator.
Yeah.
It's an elevator.
Yeah.
And Namogetti for dinner. This episode's all out of whack.
Oh.
So I'm Kyle.
I'm just trying to get to the end.
Foreshadowing. High five. Yeah.
Oh. Oh my goodness. If only this was a video format, you'd all be cracked up right now.
Let me just high-five the cords. There we go.
Yeah, that'll sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to do...
Start over.
I want to take that from the top.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay. Hi there.
So, Namorita.
Hi.
For God's sake.
Good morning.
Morning.
You might be listening to this in the morning. In which case, good morning.
Or good afternoon.
It gets posted in the morning, so you're really on this.
Or it's the next day in the morning.
That's possible also.
You know what? I should have yes and it. Yes, and you're...
Or you may be in mourning.
Oh, in which case, our condolences.
Yes.
Hopefully we can take your mind off of whatever's got you down.
Check out this audio casserole. What is a casserole, technically?
It's got a bunch of... It has like some sort of like, don't know, like elbow macaroni in there or something. I have no idea.
It was like, how do you explain that?
What
makes a casserole?
Is lasagna a casserole?
It's an Italian casserole.
Oh, I think so.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. Is it like layered stuff?
We find out
this week.
It's
a solid stew.
That's good.
Soup, but only solider.
Mm-hmm. What did you have left over? Toss it in there.
Leftovers.
Yeah.
Are those gummy bears? Yes.
All the broken crackers? Put them in.
Oh, those go on top.
Oh, yeah. You got to have that crunch on top.
Yeah. It's just cereal.
Oh, my God.
What'd you put on top? Crackers? What'd you put in the middle? Crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Just, bottom? It is a cracker bottom. Layer.
Crunchy Ninja Nets.
When are they going to bring that back?
Never.
Never.
Well, it's either that or the other Ninja Turtle cereal.
The bad one.
Oh, yeah. It was just green Ninja Turtle heads.
Ew.
It was terrible.
Ah.
Sugar Krangs.
You're going to have a bad time.
I did. It explains a lot.
Yeah. You're just basically eating green dye. Because that's not going to...
Yeah.
That's not
gonna... And then you just want a green dye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next day, you use the washroom.
Yeah.
You might think you're green dyeing.
Like, something's gone wrong.
Oh, no.
It worked. I'm a mutant.
Mm-hmm.
In the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Now
that's the best place.
Now my mutants are going to the sewer.
Oh, no.
News.
Yeah, let's do the news.
Current Zero News Flash.
So welcome to the news.
Welcome.
What just happened? New York City Comic Con.
Oh, yes.
The Nick-ick.
Yes. A lot of announcements. There might be enough announcements to have news for two episodes.
Yeah. Thor number one.
Yes.
Jason Aaron is going to be off the series pretty much soon.
Damn it!
Really likes Jason Aaron.
I mean, everyone does. Let's be real.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's great.
Since what, like 2012? He's been.
Yeah, there. It's like a 7-year run, like or 7 or 8-year run. It's amazing.
He is doing like King Thor or whatever that little bit, but Thor itself has ended. It will be relaunched, although I couldn't find a date. No, me neither. I don't know.
No, like, all info, but no date.
Anyway. Just said 2020, but...
Yeah. Donnie Cates.
Yeah.
And Nick Klein are doing the new ongoing.
Well, Matthew Wilson's still on colors. I think he's the colorist.
Oh, is he? Okay.
At least, I think, most of the Jason Aaron run, if not all of it.
Wow.
Thor has a nice new head thing.
Yeah, can we talk about that?
Yeah. Yeah, new design.
A new design by Nick Klein. The first picture I saw, it was Olivier Coipel. I never know how to pronounce his name.
Coipel?
I don't know.
Coipel?
I really like his art, and he did a lot of Thor stuff before.
He had that, like, changed design after like Civil War or something when they brought him back.
Or became more chainmail.
Kind of had like chainmail, kind of a tunic. And he kind of, but it looked like
he was busting out of it all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had like the sleeves and everything and it looked fantastic.
Yeah,
like
that looks really good.
It might be my favorite Thor look ever, to be honest with you.
But he did the cover to Thor number one and that was the first picture I saw. And I just looked at it and I was like, is that Fabio? He's got like, I don't even know what, is it like a weird...
It's like a headband tiara.
Forehead tape.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
in the shape of a V right above his nose.
Give me the gambit, but just an outline one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then, but then nothing on top, just the long flowing.
Yep.
They've done a lot of shampooing and conditioning kind of locks. Just well,
the important thing to do is to repeat.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people will tell you that that's just a trick that the shampoo companies tell you to make use twice as much.
Nope.
But those locks don't lie.
Nope.
They don't.
Mm-mm.
He's clean shaven now again, so he's back to babyface Thor.
Yeah. It totally looks like Fabio. Just in the one. And then I looked at the other pictures at Nick Klein. It doesn't look quite as much as it.
No.
But
killing swans.
Oh, and he's got a glowing white sash.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Well, it's
actually in the shape of a Viking ruin.
Oh, that's what that was.
Is the shape of
okay?
That's the symbol for.
I was wondering,
so he has a symbol now.
Yeah,
because the coat of design, the original one, and this one actually seems to be using that as a template with some alterations.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you know that's interesting. I didn't know what that was because usually it has like the six big circles, like. You know, like the Kirby design, they always have that. Yeah. And there was a version of that other Mono Classic design where he had like it like lit up kind of like in a pattern on his tunic.
When Thor plays laser today.
Yeah, exactly. As he does.
Call me Commander Grimpa.
Shot me again. So this is kind of doing that, but it was in that weird sort of uneven kind of looking design. So it makes sense.
It's kind of almost like a P shape.
Yeah, okay.
But with an extension up the top. So
sure.
It, that's the Viking ruin.
It kind of has...
Pathor.
The
tunic also looks like it's almost got like a starry.
Yeah, it looks like the universe to it. And there's a lot of spikes.
Oh,
do you notice the spikes?
A few, but I didn't really.
There's like a couple
spikes coming off.
I got a visual aid.
Third on these spikes.
Listener at home, also look up what it looks like right now because you might be like me and only looked at it for about 8 seconds. Oh, hey.
Oh, he does have spikes. It's not the worst costume I've ever seen.
It's a little bit destroyer-y, huh?
A little bit, yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. He needs a helmet.
New ongoing Thor. There's also ongoing Wolverine.
Yes.
Which is actually, when I was reading about it, first time since 2014 that normal 616 Wolverine has had an ongoing.
Yeah. And this is part...
Not that he hasn't had a book.
No.
God knows he has.
Like, this is...
short bits and one-offs and one-shots and things. This is what Benjamin Percy writing, Adam Kubert with Victor Bogdanovich, February 2020 coming out. This is the first book in Wave 2.
Okay.
The Hickmaning.
Of the Dawn.
The Hickmaning.
I like that.
Yeah.
Wave 1 being X-Men, Excalibur, X-Force, New Mutants, Fallen Angels, and Marauders.
Cool.
Coming out of House of X, Powers of X. I guess, well, for the listeners, it'll all be over. That stuff's over, but for us.
Well, it will have just ended today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 Because last Powers issue comes X, out. Yeah. I mean, we're recording on a Sunday. This episode will be out on a Wednesday.
Wow.
And the last issue comes out. It's been neat.
I've enjoyed it. And you know what? It actually kind of rekindled my... Oh,
your love affair with gold balls?
Yeah. Yes, the gold ones too.
I hear he's useful now.
Cold ball?
Oh no!
You just reheat him; he's fine.
Teeny tiny. there's a Guardians of the Galaxy also getting relaunched in January again. Mm. With Al Ewing, who's going to be writing it, and Juan Cabal drawing, and I guess it's going to be sort of more like kind of a space, like spy-fi kind of a thing, trying to like...
Spy-fi?
I've never heard that term before, no, but yeah. I know exactly...
You just made up a whole genre.
No, I've heard it explained that way. I wish I made it up. Oh, great.
Bri-fi.
So I guess it's like going to be like kind of galactic intrigue.
Do you have the login for the Bri-fi?
From what I've heard, I'm not reading from something, so I could have some details wrong, but like this whole intergalactic kind of civil war thing and trying to like, you know, kind of deal with that situation.
Yeah.
And there was a cover with like Star-Lord and Rocket, and otherwise it had Nova, Moondragon, Novar, like Marvel Boy, and Philavel, who's like the one with like the blue skin and the sword and the long white hair.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the Guardians now. That team has been rapidly alternating. That has been alternating.
Like a rotating assemblage of whoever.
Yeah. I am excited for Novar to be on that team. I don't know if he's been on already.
I like Novar.
What's that?
I like Novar.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah. He's also, you know, kind of a prick. Novar. So,
yeah.
It'll be great.
Pricks in space.
He's in the right place. And Iron Man 2020 coming out in 2020.
Yeah. Really?
No, they're doing it. They've brought back Arnos.
They're assembling like the whole gear thing?
He's got the big. He's all the big gears.
He's got
there.
The big gears. He's got the crinkly mouth.
Oh, awesome. It's straight on.
That's pretty good.
So Dan Slott and Christos Gage are writing it, and I don't know. I have a feeling it's going to kind of. And Pete Woods is going to be drawing it. And Pete Woods is an artist who I really like. I've always loved. So that's kind of. I'm almost like maybe I want to check out Iron Man 2020. And it's like, you know, Arno Stark in the original run was kind of like a amoral kind of sleazy dude, I think, and.
They've changed who he is. Because now he's technically his brother, and Tony was not a biological child of Howard and Maria Stark. He was adopted, and sure. Arno is their real kid.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah.
Interesting now.
We'll see.
It's 2020. You better use them, I guess.
Yeah.
This is your one chance.
Yeah. And like Dan Slott and Christos Gage, I think when they're doing Superior Spider-Man, I think Christos Gage kind of co-wrote or subbed in or something like that. So I feel like that's a decent combo.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I like Dan Slott, but I feel like sometimes if left to his own devices completely,
Yeah.
He doesn't rein himself in, or he doesn't have, you know, him and Christos Gage, from what I've read, that's actually a good combo. So that could be fun.
I don't know if this was announced at the con, but I found out about it that it's, and I don't even know when it's coming out. I haven't heard a date as well.
Yeah.
We kind of talked about it. Doctor Strange, I've been reading Doctor Strange forever. They knew that the series was ending.
Mm-hmm.
And every week that when I would go to pick up
an
issue, it would be like, oh, this is the last one. Then I get to the end. Oh, no, it's not.
Our ending is in another castle.
Yeah, it's like it just kept going and going. And it, like finally, I get the latest one just this past week and get to the end. And yes, this is the end. But no, it's going to be relaunched again. You'll see him again in...
Doctor Strange.
It's going to be Doctor Strange, Surgeon Supreme.
Okay.
Because he fixed his hands.
Yeah.
I feel like he's been through enough that even if he fixed his hands, it's like, well, I'm done with this magic.
Well, it's like this weird thing that he suddenly is like, well, I feel like I was the best surgeon on the planet.
Oh, okay.
And I was... like flown all around, and I can do the magic stuff, but then I can also do these sort of things. And I'm like,
he's just going to completely regress. Oh,
sure, but we, you know, we're fine with Captain America getting old and giving up, right?
Yeah.
But Doctor Strange, no!
Get in there and cut him open!
It could be interesting him doing, like, double duty or something. He's going to be a surgeon and the Sorcerer Supreme.
Or it's like, it's going to be just General Hospital, Magical General Hospital or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. You kind of lost me.
General Hospital. I don't know, actually. Yeah. Throw Night Nurse in there. Have a good time.
I want to be like Scrubs.
That would be good. Mark Waid has been doing the past run.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it to a certain extent, but then I don't know if it just... They said, okay, you're going to be done.
Okay.
Hey, you're done the next little while. So then it was like, just wrap her up.
who was writing? Oh, it was Jason Aaron with Chris Bacalo, like a couple years back.
That was quite good, too.
I definitely want to read that at some point. But
and when it switched over, it was Mark Waid, and then he, like, Strange went into space. And I thought, this is going to be dumb. But it was really good.
Cool. Yeah. I generally like
so,
that.
So.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Cool.
Don't even think about it.
There's a Joker?
Jocker? Jocker?
Jocker. Am I pronouncing that right?
Junker.
Jocker.
Jokier.
Joker.
I believe that's how his name is pronounced as well.
Yeah.
Phoenix.
It's a weird... I know that nobody really probably knows about this movie, and
it's a little indie thing.
It's a little indie thing. Nobody knows about it. There's probably no controversy. Nobody's upset about anything to do with it, but apparently quite successful. Made $93.5 million domestic this past weekend. Around 200 million worldwide, which apparently, like, that's a record for October.
Cool.
Which previously was held by the best comic movie of all time, Venom. The song's in your head now, and I'm sorry.
Jonah Hex.
No. Yeah. So that happened. A lot of people are... The reactions are interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't dig into it too much.
Yeah.
It's either the greatest movie of all time or very mediocre, based on all the reactions I've seen in reviews.
Frankly, it could be both.
It could be both.
Yeah.
It could be both.
Because film is subjective.
Yeah. Without getting into too much, there was online controversies, which, I mean, you don't need to get into too much, but Todd Phillips... went on a whole thing. He's the director. Went on a whole thing going on about, like, how Joker, he ended up making Joker because he was, like, frustrated with the state of comedy, I guess. And his exact quote was, "Go try to be funny nowadays with this whole woke culture," and said, "Comedies don't work anymore because all the funny guys are like, fuck this shit. I don't want to offend you." And then Taika Waititi's response was the best because he just said, like, LOL, you're cute or something. I forget what exactly it was. It was something like, LOL, you're funny, because, Taika Waititi just made a feel-good comedy where he plays Hitler. So, you know.
I'm just looking... Yeah, I forgot what other movies Todd Phillips had directed.
He made the same Hangover movie 3 times.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Like, old school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... And again, nothing against him. I'm hearing good
and
things.
And Due Date.
And did he make Due Date?
He did.
Oh, my God. And nothing against him. He's got his talents, absolutely. But the idea of, like, talking about, like, how comedy is broken now, it's like, comedy is... Like all things, like all art forms, constantly evolving. Anything that was like mainstream comedy 10 years ago, is going to be maybe a little out of style 10 years later. And 10 years from then, it's going to be different again. Comedy's
going to be a little old school.
A little bit, yeah.
You're saying you couldn't make Blazing Saddles today?
I mean, I feel like it would be a different movie. I feel like that's just a natural thing. Everything kind of... Comic movies haven't stayed the same from, like, 10 years ago to now. They're completely different, and they're going to be completely different in 10 years. That's just how it goes. And especially if you're the guy who made the same Hangover movie 3 times. Maybe there's a reason people got tired of that movie.
Yeah.
Maybe it's you. Anyway.
Anyway, Joker. Yeah. Tremendous movie.
I clearly just really wanted to say that, and now I'm done.
Welcome to the warm-up.
So this week, y'all know House of X and Powers of X.
Yeah.
The last issue is coming out today.
Woo!
I'm speaking from the past. I have a couple of fill-in-the-blanks for y'alls to help me with, relating to House of X and Powers of X. Bri, have you read it?
I've sort of skimmed little areas. I haven't, read it. I'm going to.
I read page 4 of issue 3.
I mean, the key. Yeah.
It was. Was gold balls in that page.
That's right. Mm-hmm. With a giant spreadsheet of information.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of
those.
I would say a good quarter of the book.
Yeah. It's one of those things that I'm kind of waiting for a reason. I want it to, like, finish. And my understanding, based on what I've read, is, like, it's telling a story, obviously, but it is kind of, I don't think it's, like, wrapping, it's not a self-contained thing. This is, like, him kicking off.
Yeah.
The X-Men franchise is going to be for 10 years or something, knowing Hickman.
And he's linking past storylines and stuff, so it's like...
Yeah. But I know about the basic premise and some of the things that have happened.
Spoiler alert.
That's fine.
I'm assuming we're going to talk
little
spoiler.
Probably.
Spoil me, Kyle. Spoil me.
Yeah. There's a sentence with a blank in it. Okay. Help me out. Because the final issue, we haven't read it yet, because it doesn't exist.
Right.
But here's a twist. It was actually, the whole thing was a dream inside of... someone's head. Whose head?
Kyle, I want all of my answers to be gold balls, but I think I'm going to... I think that's already run its course.
That one could have been.
It could have been.
What if I were relevant and I had four friends?
I don't know. He was hanging out with Miles Morales and Genki, so that's he's true. Got two. He can double that. I'm sure he can pull it off. I believe in him. Adam X the Extreme.
Oh. Nice.
C.B. Cebulski?
Oh.
Why?
Because he wants it to succeed. I don't know.
Because he likes money.
Well, his Japanese self came up with this.
Well, a fictional character? It was in a fictional character's head, inside a real person's head, inside a pool.
I thought he just got Psylocke.
Second one. It's secretly, the whole time, been a prequel to...
Days of Future Past. Because it's always... Days of Future Past.
Oh my god.
It always comes back.
Wolverine with a bit of gray comes in. Oh, this guy.
Why are there posters on the wall again?
I told you kids to get these posters off the wall, and if you're going to put them up, hang them up straight, not slightly askew.
Who keeps writing X's on them? God damn it.
I'm going with Pride of the X-Men. That's what I'm going with. So you can't hear it because it's a comic book, but Wolverine is Australian now.
Mm-hmm.
So what about Pyro? Also Australian.
Oh, yeah.
They knew each other in the Outback.
Yeah, because everyone in Australia knows each other.
Just like they do in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what accent that was. That was killing.
Well, it sounded like Jim. You know, Jim.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, Canadian Jim.
Canadian Jim. He's the Jimberjack. Oh, that sounds like a scary... you guys ever hear about the Jimberjack?
This is a very real...
I was driving down the dark, scary road, and then I picked up a hitchhiker. It was the Jimberjack!
I couldn't help but smell maple syrup. And then I heard Jimber, 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 Jimber. Jack, 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 Jack. And third
was
one.
No, this is the Jimberjack episode now, Kyle. Stop.
Stop saying it, or you're going to summon the Jimberjack.
He could emerge out of the woods.
Jimber. Oh, God, no. If you look into your pants this and say Jimberjack three times, nothing happens.
You'll find some wood.
Oh, you'll Jimberjack.
I just Jimberjacked all over the place.
Oh, no.
I apologize.
Back to maple syrup.
That last 30 seconds was a tag at best.
Really?
I don't know.
And... finally, for the
Professor
third time.
Professor X takes off that stupid helmet.
And he's actually...
And it's actually...
That's what it was going to be, actually!
That's the third one. Do it.
Yeah, Professor X takes off the helmet, and it's not Professor X, because of course it isn't, but maybe it is?
Yeah, is it the... From what I've seen, you've never really see his face?
You do.
And like... Well,
like
you
his
see,
full
you see,
head?
You yeah, see it in like flashbacks, but you never see it.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's
like,
true.
Because
yeah.
I think... I don't know. I saw like some
you
bits from
when
the
he
latest
puts it on
one. You seem like, I think you've seen him from behind and it sort of obscures his actual face. So there's something going on there. I'm going to go with the real answer. Cassandra Nova.
That's fair.
And also could be, I don't know, based on the little I've read, and I haven't read it in its entirety, but it feels like everyone's kind of, people are going along with stuff that otherwise they would not. The characters seem a little... Based on the little I've read, they seem a little like, something isn't quite right with anybody. So
they seem a little bit brainwashed.
A little bit. So I'm like, who could do that and would do that? I'm thinking Cassandra Nova.
A Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the Amalgam Universe.
It's coming back.
It's Lex Xavier.
Professor Lex.
Oh, I like yours.
I like all of this. I want to read this.
You can't.
No. I'm so angry right now.
Like, I really like the idea of something terrible happening, but you have to remain quiet.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, you put a nail through my foot.
Yeah.
Fiddle dee dee.
Well, you gotta be quiet, otherwise the Jimberjack will hear you.
Oh, that's the third time, I think.
You say the Jimberjack three times. You got yourself a Jimberjack.
You say it four times, you get a present.
That's
true. You gotta say it that fourth time really quick, though, or Jimberjack's gonna come and wink.
Jimberjab ya.
Sure, that's it.
Yep.
The old Jopadope. Float like a Jimber, sting like a Jack.
We all draw on that Jimber Jack? Is that what's going to happen next?
Yeah. For Jim Toper.
What the f***?
Well, it's all led to this.
The end?
And now the end is here.
This is the end.
That's how I know that song.
Jimber Jack, my friend.
Oh, God. So.
I can't wait for the Jimber Jack reboot where it's like Cyber Jimber Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Jack into Terror.
Jimber Jack 2.0.
Jimber Jack 98.
Oh my god.
JJ20 20 years later.
Jimber Jacks. It's Jacks from Combat.
Oh!
Yay!
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Makes me real happy.
You know what? Gotcha.
So this is the end.
This is the end.
Yeah. It's another piece of news, technically, because they announced a couple.
What's going on?
No, wait for it. Started this topic is that Marvel announced that they've done the end miniseries and one-shots, mm-hmm. sort of like, you know, imagining the last ever story of these characters wrapping up their journeys and thematically whatever.
Yeah.
So they just announced that they're doing issues or series, whatever, for Captain America, Miles Morales, Venom, Deadpool, Captain Marvel, and Doctor Strange.
Can't wait to read that Deadpool one. Not.
It'll just, like, it won't end. That's the point. It's just gonna... Yeah. Deadpool the End will be an ongoing series that won't ever stop. So, this seems to be... Obviously, it's a continuing, recurring
thing. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Usually, I haven't really read many of these.
I have.
For a bunch of characters. Are they usually...
The Punisher one's really good, too.
Is it?
Yes.
The Punisher one's just the last storyline.
It's supposed to be the last, like, how this ends for them. Are some of them, I know at least some of them, are very post-apocalyptic-y.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But are all of them? I would hope not.
The Hulk one is. The Punisher one is. The Wolverine one is not. The X-Men one is not. And goes
the
on for
the Wolverine one is not?
It's not really a post-apocalyptic.
Just the rest of his series has been?
No.
The X-Men one was apparently like three different miniseries.
Yeah, it's like 18 issues because it's Chris Claremont. He's trying to wrap up all of his stuff along with all the stuff that came after his.
Oh, my goodness.
I like that one. I dipped in and dipped out, and it was just bad. But the really short ones, like the Hulk and Punisher, were quite good.
Hmm. Yeah, and I think that the key of that is something. It's like kind of
keep it simple
and quick. Shot. Like yeah. it's like a what if thing, basically. Yeah. So yeah. just you know, hit it and quit it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Now, what does that mean?
Only the Jimber Jack knows for sure.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that.
Stop bringing him up. Or her up.
It's true.
So basically what we're going to do today is each one of us has a character in mind, and we're going to present it to the other two,
mm-hmm.
and they have to, on the spot, come up with...
We're gonna build a mystery.
Round one.
So I want to hear about the end of Machine Man.
Ooh.
I almost picked that character because I looked up and I have the little figurine.
That's how I picked it, because as I told both of you before the show, I forgot my notes at home. And I was like, who was it? Couldn't remember. Saw Machine Man. Picked Machine Man.
Well, it was the end when...
The year 2020.
Arno Stark was there.
CDs and such became obsolete. Mm-hmm. And they just went back to vinyl, and he's like, I can't find the right material anymore. He's just got a CD insert.
So. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
He keeps trying to put the records in, but it's too big.
The sound is too warm.
Oh, it's too warm. It's so bassy. But...
Like, he can get a USB turntable and plug it in, but he's got to, like, carry it around perfectly even all the time, and it's, ugh.
And he doesn't like where the USB in slot is.
Which finger?
Any of them.
The inverted finger.
Yeah.
Boop, boop.
Okay. He just becomes obsolete by...
He couldn't find any more parts.
No, yeah. Yeah.
He's planned obsolescence.
Oh, no. Apple made him.
Sorry, we upgraded, but you weren't included in the upgrade. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, you're an iPad. You're an old.
So none of the new apps or even the existing apps work on him anymore.
No, exactly. Yeah. And you try to, upgrade him yourself, but then you can't even get the operating system anymore on him in order to update him. No. This happened to me when I fixed my computer.
He's trying to go save somebody who's in trouble, and he's like trying to use like Google Maps, but he can't. It's not
updated. And his eyes are just that spinning color wheel. He keeps going to
the wrong place. He's like, oh, I'm in a Starbucks. What's going on?
He's
going
to be on the phone with Apple support for an hour and a half, and they're going to say towards the end, I quote, I don't know.
Did that happen to you?
It happened to some, yes.
It happened to a good friend of mine, Brian.
Yeah. But thankfully I had a backup and it worked, so we're good.
Yeah.
Myself, I like Machine Man. I'm partial. I never really grew up with Machine Man.
Mm-mm. I think my first exposure to him was like Earth X.
Yeah, mine was, well, I knew him from other things, but Next Wave is my Machine Man. And some people like that, some don't. Somebody's eye might twitch me saying that. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But
never read it.
But I like, my goodness. You will.
You will, Jibberjack.
Listen here, you son of a gun.
I know that they've, I would basically kind of follow the line of what they're kind of doing in the Iron Man book right now. I think that Dan Slott's doing, because Machine Man is in the mix and Jocasta, and they're kind of dealing with like more like AI rights.
Okay.
And like,
well, you're going all serious.
Oh, yeah. And like what it actually means to be human. You know what I mean? Like, what is human? Like, if you're intelligent, if you feel and think like a human, but you're not actually human, like, why, how people treat robots as like devices and not
sentient beings. Like a bicentennial man sort of thing?
Kind of, yeah. So you have that. That's sort of.
Bicentennial man.
Yeah. So he's basically. I like bicentennial man. He's playing like the role, kind of like being like a robot. Wright's kind of a person, and Tony's kind of in a weird spot in between where he's sort of like, you know, he maybe sort of treats him that way, but I won't get into the story. It's got a lot of good ideas in that. Like I said before, Dan Slott sometimes he's doing real good sometimes. I'd say that's one of the good ones.
Does Machine Man dream of electric boogaloo?
So I would I take it a bit further. You go
into that movie.
You go into the future and like robots and AI are even more widespread to the point where they're like on par, like equal with humans, and they're really fighting for their rights, and it becomes like basically like a human robot kind of a civil war, not like a Matrixy kind of a thing exactly, but like, you know, he
more like a civil war kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And they're, or you know, at least
brother against brother.
Yeah.
Robot against robot. Against robot.
Yeah. And so in this war for like civil rights, or this thing for civil rights, Machine Man gets put in the position of basically being their kind of their spokesperson.
He's a secretary because he just records it.
But he gets, I think he like, he's Machine Man. I like, and specifically the Next Wave version where he's just like damn like fleshy humans, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. He maybe like has like a Machine Man tantrum or something, and he gets on camera. Oh, he's out there.
Everybody.
A mantrum.
Yeah. So he becomes like effectively kind of like a robot AI kind of messiah almost. And he's like not really the guy for that job.
Yeah.
And he's just sort of failing through it, and maybe like has to become like an actual robot martyr, but maybe, I don't know, maybe fakes his death somehow. And
he coughs in a beta tape.
Yeah. He's an ill-tempered dirtbag who gets basically the future of his entire put on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really want it, and he doesn't know what to do. And that's what I would do.
And then he dies.
Or does he?
Find out next week. He gets
uploaded into my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To everyone's phone.
Whenever your phone's up, that is Aaron Stack.
All right. Cool. Yeah.
Round two.
Angel.
Oh, my.
Oh, I remember who my original one was now. It was Iceman. So I'm glad I didn't go with that. All right.
There we go.
Angel. Angel in the future. I see it as a religious thing.
Okay.
For obvious reasons.
Okay. He becomes a messiah character for AI.
Yeah, no, for Angel. For people with wings.
Oh, okay.
Because people with wings aren't seen as full people.
Right.
So they're not quite birds, and they're not quite people.
And accepted by neither.
Mm-hmm. They have to live a life in the shadows.
Damn, in his USB slot.
Damn smug birds. Who do they think they are?
I was pooping on my car.
Yeah.
Damn birds with their birds. With their bird babies and their bird brains. Whoa.
Warren, get out of my bag.
That's a slur.
Alfred Hitchcock makes one classic movie about you and it goes right to your head.
Let me try that again. No, maybe like a religious thing. Like, you know, really lean into the angelness of the character, which has been off and on sort of done. I think the last time I was really paying attention to the character was when he had...
It was 1982.
No, it was like a couple years ago where he'd been like reborn and had no memories of being Warren Worthington and was basically just like this nice guy who could heal people and had... Angel powers. Angel. His name is Angel Powers.
He's just rings of eyes.
Austin's cousin.
But I guess he's gone back to archangel-y.
He just flips back and forth. I don't know. They don't know what they're doing.
Bit of a religious thing. Bit of a thing. Like Apocalypse would have to be a part of this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe. Just a big fight with Apocalypse. Far in the future.
You're not my dad.
You're not my dad. My dad is Warren Worthington.
My dad.
Junior. He calls his dad Junior.
It's cute. It's pretty cute.
Help me.
I have even less. I feel like...
It's in the desert. And there's sand.
I'm just thinking, far future. Listen, it seldom ends when... And, it seldom ends well for the mutants and the X-Men. So, you know, if there's like all the X-Men are massacred, all the mutants are massacred, enslaved. Mm-hmm. Angel gets a pass because he's a beautiful mutant and also rich. So
you're a rich white mutant.
There are different rules for regular mutants and rich mutants. So he...
Curse in the corner going, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Just because I look like a literal devil. Yeah. And also, my dad is the literal devil.
I still hate that.
Yeah, and he's...
Kind of misses the point of the character.
They haven't really
bit.
Swept that under the rug. He was in House of X. He showed up at the end of like issue 5. Yeah. Why? I still don't know how to say his name, even.
I don't really know if I have a full idea here, but just sort of like having to walk that tightrope a little bit, he still has to... function in society. He can't really shape things too much, but he wants to.
Yeah,
you know, he wants to.
He was brought up as an X-Man, so he wants to do good.
He's sort of torn between these two worlds. He's like horrified, and he wants to save all the mutants he can, but he's also, you know, kind of he's been forced into being basically a token.
Yeah, so kind of like how he was in Age of Apocalypse,
where
like ran a nightclub, but he was like secretly. Secretly, like, underground railroading humans.
Okay. Oh. Interesting.
So, sort of flip that.
Yeah.
Flip it and reverse it.
And then he gets a job at a lawyer's.
Uh-huh.
Working for someone named Harvey.
Uh-huh.
He's a birdman.
Uh-huh. And? They start calling him Peanut?
Peanut's assistant.
Yes. Oh, great. Oh, I want it.
He's Avengers' assistant. These damn birds.
Round 3.
I have two.
You have two.
One is a...
What?
I'm not going... One of them is not obscure at all. Do you guys want to choose which one you want to do between these two?
Sure.
First, weirdly has not, to my recollection, had a The End one. Peter Parker, Spider-Man, I don't think has had one of these at all.
It's called Spider-Man Rain.
Oh, God. And alternately, Blade.
Hmm.
I'm going to say Blade. Because what are you going to do to kill Spider-Man?
You don't have to kill him. It just has to be the last story.
That's true. You do Blade. I'll do Peter.
No. We'll do the same one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have one for Peter.
Okay. All right.
You can both do different ones.
And I'm going to start talking into it.
Okay.
And like,
no, totally. Please, feel free.
Go, okay.
It's the idea of later on in his years... Mary Jane is gone. I don't know what state we're at, if they're together right now or what.
It's called Spider-Man Rain.
She's gone. She's passed away naturally or whatever.
Okay.
But he's a little bit older. He still has powers, but it's like as he gets older, it starts to kind of wane a little bit.
Slipping away.
And just like everybody else gets older, he's sore, he's tired, he fatigues faster, whatever. And he can't be, he's not the web slinger guy. He put a little weight on side, like pudgy, woo, swinging down the street.
I'm just continually nodding for no reason at all.
More like the sub bringer, because he brings a sub.
But he still wants to do good, but he's just feeling down on himself. Like, his wife is gone.
Yeah.
She's passed away. You don't have to make it tragic that it's like Doc Ock killed her or anything. Just,
sure.
Just passed away. Yeah, it's just Kraven. But it was an accident.
Yeah.
He hit her with his car.
His car Raven. Out, I swear to God.
Oh.
Why are you in full Kraven outfit? I'm just heading to a function.
He's just got like an 80, like a wood paneled station wagon.
It's well, yeah, got but like pet zoo.
It's just done like the box of that animal crackers come in.
I feel like this
he's
is.
He's got a casserole.
I feel like this is just like Squirrel Girl, Kraven.
So. He wants to do good, but he can't. He's like just physically not as able to do what he could, and he's trying to join with the other superheroes that do all this stuff, but he can't keep up with them. But then something happens, and you can help flesh it out, but the idea of him becoming the Uncle Ben for somebody else.
Oh, okay.
A certain incident happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like he gets shot, and it's literally almost the reversal of that.
And the person who could have saved him was, that's right, Name Rita. or Franklin Richards.
Sure.
Oh, Franklin.
Sure. Whoever.
I feel like with all the radiation out there in the Marvel Universe, there's probably a lot of people with weird animal powers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But none are as interesting as the proportional strength and speed of a spider.
It's true.
Spiders are so fast.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that seems like the most
fitting. What's the idea of like encapsulating that thing that made him? Him.
And
passing it on that idea.
And as he dies and this new character or whoever is like holding him and be like, oh, I could have saved you. He's like, yes, you could have.
Wink.
Let this drive you for the next 40 years of your life.
Like, it doesn't have to be.
Shame. Don't be a dick about it.
What's your name? My name's Uncle Ben. I make fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
Convert.
Don't microwave me.
Put me in a pot for 15 minutes. And then let me sit for 5. And then lightly fluff me with a fluff me.
Fluff me.
And that's when he dies.
Yeah. He died from being.
As for Blade, what was it? I mean, was there more?
No, that's all I got.
It is fluff me.
On his tombstone.
In the classiest possible engraved font. Yes. Yeah.
Impact.
Yeah.
Comic Sans.
Round 4.
As for Blade, I would like a future where he has killed him and maybe he's got some buddies, maybe like Ghost Rider, Doctor Strange, whoever, other occult figures, have killed all the vampires.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know, last issue sort of thing.
And then they're like, we got one more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Basically just make it like Terminator 2.
Okay.
Lower me into the sun.
But lower? It's up.
Well, I mean, in space, it's all topsy-turvy, isn't it?
It's true. Oh, space vampires.
Finally.
He goes galactic.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
Space Blade.
There's still
vampires. He joins the Star Jammers.
There's still vampires in space.
Oh, yeah. It's gotta be.
I mean, that Choose Your Own Adventure book wouldn't have lied to me.
I mean, just because he got all the vampires on Earth, I mean, his job is not done.
Dracula, like, he's about to stake Dracula, and Dracula knows this is it for him. He's like, you may defeat me, but you'll never defeat bigger Dracula. Say, what?
Galactus? Maybe he's kind of a vampire.
He starts fighting metaphors for vampires. Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of time on his hands. Like
the ruling class.
He got a lot of time on his hands. He's listening to Smashing Pumpkins. The world is a vampire. So he just starts whittling the biggest steak he can find.
And goes after Ego.
Just.
It's a tree. He just starts planting trees.
Yeah, the root they'll get in there and destroy this vampire world eventually. We did it.
We did it.
Yep.
He said so we did it. That was fun. I like that one.
Good. That was. But now it's the end.
So speaking of ends, the end.